Good morning and welcome to our Christmas 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction, and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Take in the next three deep breaths. Let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention down into your heart space, into that sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And then we take our third and final deep breath in. Let us be conscious that we've come together this Christmas Eve morn to celebrate the birth of the Christ awareness in our consciousness. And let us not be distracted with any to-do list or tasks we've left outstanding. Let us be present in this moment, here and now. Inhale. Gently, slowly release. This Christmas Eve morning, I'm breaking from our usual tradition, and I'm going to share with you from Luke 2, 13 to 18. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Divine Beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, thou who art the absolute mystery, as we consciously come into communion with you this moment, celebrating the birth of the Christ consciousness in our awareness, celebrating the birth of the true identity of ourselves, our true nature, our God nature, our divine nature. On this Christmas Eve morning, let us remember the courage of Mary, who was able to say, whatever the Lord wills, I will do. The trust of Joseph when the angels appeared to him and reminded him that he should look after Mary, for the child was of the Holy Spirit. Let us have the fortitude and the patience of the wise men who traveled far to see this wonder. And let us have the humility of the shepherds, lowly and humble as they came to see the precious birth. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. This Christmas day, as it approaches, let us be more conscious of the reason for the season now more than ever, irrespective that we may not be with the ones that we had planned to be, irrespective that our plans had to be cancelled or changed. Let us birth the Christ consciousness in our awareness on this Christmas, that we may be more loving, more accepting, more trusting, more faith-filled, more centered in you than ever before. Let us look at what we haven't got or what we are unable to do, and look beyond that to appreciate and count our blessings for all that we do have and all that we can still manage to do. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we honor the birth of the Christ consciousness in our awareness, let us truly live from that highest expression of our true selves. Let us truly walk this earth being the conduits and vessels for the Christ presence, the Christ life, the Christ consciousness that is right where we are. Our teacher said, do not say lo here or lo there, for the kingdom of God is within you. That kingdom is the Christ consciousness that is in and through all of life. As we learn to honor it more within ourselves, let us look for and honor it in others, no matter how difficult or challenging it may be. Let us never stop trying. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, on this Christmas Eve morning, as we are joining hearts and minds across the airwaves, let us take a moment to remember all of creation across this planet at this time. The four-legged, the two-legged, the finned, the hoof, the winged, that which creeps, crawls, flies. Let us remember our brothers and sisters who are unable to share, perhaps in the Christmas or the celebrations as they would like. Let us take a moment to remember our leaders, our governors, our governments, and ask that the divine wisdom guides them, directs them, and illuminates their decisions. For those that are on their own at this time, for those that are struggling with mental, emotional, financial issues, for those that have left their homelands seeking safety, for all the needs, for all the wants, for all the desires of your creation, we surrender them with the trust of Joseph, with the courage of Mary, with the patience of the wise men, with the humility of the shepherds, to your throne of grace now. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom as we birth the Christ consciousness in ourselves. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God,
within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer of intention to resonate within your being. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Christmas. Whether you're spending it on your own with friends or family, I wish you a very peaceful time. And I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.